Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We want to know, where was Barack Obama born? That's what I want to know. I just want to know where he was born.
I want to know, too.
We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know, where was Barack Obama born? And what's up with his birth certificate? So that voice was Will Duffy, producer Bob Inyart Live. Will, I asked you to look. Don't spend a lot of your time. Your time is precious. But give us an overview of the whole Barack Obama issue of whether or not he's eligible to be president. He's president right now, but is he eligible based on our laws?
This is going to be tough because so much has happened in the last couple of years about this. I can't even keep track.
It's funny. Every time something happens, we're here at the Bob Inyart Live studios and we just crack up. Because of the things that are said and it's never ending and the things that are done and the things that he does.
It's surreal. It's a lot of fun.
So why don't we start? Just remind me. I have a lot on my computer, but you made a list of some of the things that have happened. Some of the observations about whether or not he's born in Hawaii or Kenya or whether he has a birth certificate or not.
Well, the first story by WorldNet Daily broke June 10th, 2008.
All right.
So we're over 2 years already since this happened. And WorldNet Daily has really been the one that's kept this story alive in the country.
Yeah. And sure. Just a week ago, it was the cover story on one of the big tabloids. One of the big tabloids.
Yeah, Globe magazine.
Yeah, is it proof that Obama was born out of the country and he's not eligible to be president? It's funny. It's on the front page.
So these bullets are going to go ahead and take place in order, historically, starting from the first story breaking up from WorldNet Daily, June 10, 2008, which they pretty much got from blogs questioning Obama's eligibility, where he was born, blah, blah, blah. Shortly after, within days, the certification of live birth was released.
Mm.
And this is still very, very big, and it needs to be discussed.
Mm.
This is not a long-form birth certificate. It's not even close.
A long-form birth certificate would say really complicated things like the hospital you were born and the doctor who did the delivery, things like that.
Yeah, it has a ton of information. The certification of live birth that was released by the Obama campaign shortly after the WorldNet Daily story, it had a date that bled through from behind of June 6, 2007.
Mm.
So that's when this form was produced. And it's clearly printed on a laser printer, which obviously wasn't around in 1961.
What was the date of that?
June 6, 2007 was this date that bled through. And the date is actually on the back of the document with a signature of whoever prepared that certification of live birth.
Mm.
So, yeah, the certification of live birth has very, very few details, and interestingly enough, it says on his father's race, it says African, which obviously would not have been a term used back in 1961 for a race of a man.
Oh, no?
No.
And why is that?
Yeah, back
but
then it would have said...
Africa is a continent.
Yeah, back then it would have said...
Kenyan.
Or Negro, or Black,
something
like that.
Oh, okay.
So obviously that could have been changed when this was printed in 2007.
All right. All right.
So this is a long forgotten tidbit of information. The Kenyan ambassador, Peter, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It looks like Ogego. He said that Obama was born in Kenya on a Detroit radio talk show. You remember that?
I remember that. And you're right. So many things have happened, it's hard to remember. So the Kenyan ambassador said, hey, we're excited. Barack Obama was born in our country.
Yeah. And he was, of course, later asked about that, and he said he was referring to his father. But if you listen to the entire interview, his father is never mentioned.
Right. Okay.
So
Kenyan ambassador.
Antonin Scalia said to Orly Tates, who is a lawyer...
She's one of the lawyers who have been on this issue. We've talked to her on the air.
Yeah, she talked to Antonin Scalia in person at some event. She was one of four people picked out of hundreds to ask him a question. And Scalia said that he would hear the eligibility case, but he needed three other justices to agree. You need four justices to agree to hear a case in order for the U.S. Supreme Court to hear it.
Mm.
And he was implying that there was one kind of... you know, quote unquote, conservative justice holding them back.
Mm.
So I don't know if you remember this, but Vice President Biden joked about the birth certificate at a dinner address.
All right.
He said that it's common, I guess, for the previous vice president to leave the up-and-coming vice president a note in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And he said that he opened the drawer and Dick Cheney left him Obama's birth certificate.
That is funny.
So obviously the story is very well known.
Yeah, the story is in the White House. And yeah, they've talked about the birth certificate issue from time to time. But all right. In fact, recently, when was it? The White House spokesman was trying to say, look, there's such a preponderance of evidence. There's so much evidence. I don't understand why people with all that evidence, people would think that Obama was born here instead of somewhere else. He said it backwards. It was
funny. That was Robert Gibbs, Obama's press secretary.
That was funny.
So interestingly enough, I don't know what this means, but I guess while attending school in Indonesia, Barack Obama used the name Barry Sotoro.
Hmm.
Nothing really has come of that or why or anything like that, but that's
Barry
the name
Sotero,
he used.
And that's what a lot of people who don't like him refer to him as.
Yeah.
President Sotero, Barry Sotero.
So in May of 2009, that's where we're up to, WorldNet Daily launched their Where's the Birth Certificate billboard campaign.
Yeah, that was fun.
And basically these are billboards that simply say, where's the birth certificate? A small domain on the bottom right, WND.com for more information. And shortly after, CBS banned eligibility billboards.
So CBS Outdoors, you could get billboards through them.
Yeah, they're the largest billboard company in America.
They wouldn't allow it. And those billboards, there's one, the most famous one was on the Strip in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I forget if it was the Bellagio or where it was at. Just a beautiful billboard. And the closest one to us is right near the BEL studios off of I-70, the Wolf Automotive. And they've got now it's a Dan Mays billboard, but it was an Obama Where's the Birth Certificate billboard.
So after the billboard campaign starts, Robert Gibbs, who we just mentioned, Obama's press secretary, was asked on live TV about the birth certificate, and he said it's on the internet. That was his response.
Oh, brother.
He said it's on the internet. Of course, he's referring to the certification of live birth. The person asking Robert Gibbs this question was able to clarify, and he said, no, I'm talking about the long-form birth certificate. And Robert Gibbs said the birth certificate that we have produced is from the state of Hawaii with their official seal on it. And if you don't believe that, then there's nothing I can do. And that was the end of the interview.
All right.
That was on live TV. So obviously, he's avoiding the question and whatever.
He didn't know what to say. So is there a birth certificate with the official seal of Hawaii on the internet?
No.
There is none.
No birth certificate. So interestingly enough, talking about the certification of live birth, the Department of Hawaiian Homelands had a program, and they would not accept a certification of live birth as a true form of proof that you were born in Hawaii.
Mm.
So WorldNet Daily broke that story. And then
how long ago was that?
We are in about June 2009.
So the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, in Hawaii, there's a big indigenous peoples thing and a Native Hawaiian thing. And so there's the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and they would not accept a certification of live birth to say that you were born in Hawaii because it's just too easy. Like relatives who want to say you were born there, maybe to help you get a U.S. citizenship, could just get a certification of live birth, call the local newspapers, say, oh, my grandson was born here and he wasn't. He's born in Kenya or somewhere.
Yeah, many people have obtained certifications of live birth from Hawaii that were not born in the state of Hawaii. So shortly after this, Lamar, the second biggest billboard company in America, bans the eligibility billboards.
Whoa.
So that's pretty interesting.
That is so interesting because they supposedly are into free speech and all. And all these say is, where's the birth certificate? That's it.
That's it.
For more information, WND.com. It's so funny.
So now WorldNet Daily finds out that there's a lot more than the birth certificate that is being covered up, that is being hidden, And let me give you this list. This will blow you away.
Things that we can't find out about Obama.
Kindergarten records, high school records, Occidental College records, Columbia University records, his Columbia thesis, his LSAT and SAT scores, Harvard Law School records, Obama's passport, his medical records, and his baptism records are all hidden. It's up to around $2 million now that Obama has spent on his attorney.
Well, could I clarify? That's the first thing I'd like to clarify.
Yeah.
Everything so far is accurate. I've seen reports of what Obama has spent to cover up, to not provide his birth certificate.
But we don't know why he spent
that
money.
They're exaggerated. That's money that he's paid his law firm, and they have represented him in different courtrooms around the country regarding his birth certificate. And so he's paying them instead of just producing an $8 birth certificate. But we don't know what percentage of the money he's paid them has gone to the birth certificate issue.
Yeah, that's correct.
So it might be maybe a few hundred thousand. We don't know.
So we have all these records being hidden, being covered up, and obviously medical records of presidents have been a really big thing. You know, George W. Bush, John McCain.
And President Bill Clinton refused to make public his health records, and that could have to do with Juanita Broderick and something he said to her years ago. But normally presidents are willing to share their health records, so people could trust that they're healthy. Now, Barack Obama, he looks healthy. Why wouldn't he share his records? But, so anyway.
Yeah, and people tried to claim that John McCain would die, and
right,
that was a good argument against voting for him and having Sarah Palin one breath away from becoming president.
Right.
So, shortly after this, Rush Limbaugh comes up with the joke, what do Obama and God have in common?
They don't have a birth certificate.
Not have a birth certificate. And then a follow-up, what is the difference between Obama and God? God does not think he's Obama.
Yeah, that's okay.
So Rush Limbaugh gets in on the mix. Shortly after this, Clear Channel bans eligibility billboards, which is pretty controversial, especially here in Colorado, as we have radio talk show host Peter Boyles on Clear Channel. He's been a radio talk show host for like 30 years, and he's probably the number one talk show host in the country on this issue.
Right.
So Clear Channel bans the eligibility billboards, and he's out speaking for the eligibility issue. After this, Joseph Farah, founder of WorldNet Daily, offers a $10,000 bounty to any witness of Barack Obama's birth.
Wow.
Anybody that was there, saw it, whatever,
$10,000. So that could be nurses, OBGYN nurses, delivery room nurses.
Relatives,
the doctor, neighbors, friends.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then we get something very interesting. We get the Kapiolani Medical Center letter, which is a letter from Barack Obama to...
Wait, you said that without stumbling. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Yeah, you have. All right, and I've been there, too. So this is the Kapiolani Hospital?
Yeah, it's the Kapiolani Medical Center.
Okay.
And they received a letter from Barack Obama.
In Honolulu.
They received a letter from Barack Obama, and he referenced this medical center in this letter as the place of my birth.
And that's interesting, because there are two hospitals in Honolulu, and it was wondered where was he born?
Well, the entire internet record, which this will blow you away, said that Obama was born at Queens Medical Center.
You mean like Snopes and all those websites that are fact-checked, like factcheck.org, and when people said, hey, we don't know where Obama was born, and they all said, we do too, we know he was born at Queens Medical Center and all. They all said that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's so funny. Government officials have actually said that Snopes.com has proven the eligibility issue, that he's eligible to be president, that he was born here. He has a birth certificate.
He was born at Queens. What is it called? Queens?
Queens Medical Center. So after the WorldNet Daily story of this letter that Barack Obama wrote to the Kapiolani Medical Center, it took 90 minutes and Snopes changed their website. No record of the change. They literally just scrubbed Queens off and just changed it to the Kapiolani Medical Center like nothing ever happened.
And that is such a scam for Snopes, right? Because they give detailed accounts of the development of every scam, every email, urban myth and all. And they say, first it looked like this, then they said this, then they said. And so here, they just make believe they had not told the world he was born at Queens Medical Center.
Well, check this out. Snopes was not the biggest site that said he was born at Queens Medical Center.
Yeah.
BarackObama.com was.
Whoa.
So
what?
Yeah, yeah.
BarackObama.com, which is Obama's official website.
It's his own website, and his history, his genealogy said Queens Medical Center.
I was born at General Hospital in Paterson, New Jersey. I was. And I know that, and I was very young at the time, and I don't have an especially good memory. But I know where I was born. Russ, do you know where you were born? Russ knows. Will, do you know where you were born?
Oh, yeah.
You know where you were born. A lot of us, when we grow up, our parents told us where we were born. And so Obama's official website, when he's running for president, has him being born at the wrong hospital.
Yeah, and you ready for this? After the WorldNet Daily story, they changed it.
Obama's own website changed the hospital.
Yeah, and there's snapshots of this website at worldnetdaily.com. You can see the change. And again, there's no record of the change, just an eraser and new hospital.
So Snopes and factcheck.org, they don't say that, well, Barack Obama claimed he was born at two different hospitals. So, I mean, how does that happen? They're fabricating his early history. And so he was born in Hawaii, in Honolulu. So somebody looks up the hospital there, and they say, well, it's been there for 40 years, so he's born at Queens Medical Center. And then, for some reason, he put out that letter saying he was born at Kapi'olani.
Kapi'olani, yeah.
And so then what happened?
Well, here's the real kicker. There's now evidence that this letter is a forgery and it's not even real.
Oh, come on.
So these websites changed the hospital based on this letter, and the WorldNet Daily has not stated that they know this letter is real. Mm. They cannot get the hospital to say it's real, and they cannot get the White House to say it's real.
Right. So neither the White House nor the hospital will acknowledge this letter.
And there's a plethora.
And this letter was used to change the place of Obama's birth by Snopes and Fact Check and BarackObama.com.
Yeah, and there's a plethora of websites in the history of the internet that show Obama's birthplace at being Queens Medical Center.
Right.
So the Kapi'olani one literally came from this letter. There was nothing that ever implied he was born at this hospital until this letter.
Until this letter that no one admits is real. But the Obama administration changed the site of his birth commensurate with this letter.
So now we're in July 2009, and the Department of Hawaiian Homelands changes their policy. They now accept certifications of live birth because of all the controversy with WorldNet Daily.
That is so funny. So WorldNet Daily, and they've passed laws because of WorldNet Daily. This is funny. Okay, so.
So now Major Stephen Frederick Cook's orders are revoked when he asks for eligibility proof.
Major Cook with the U.S. military.
Yeah, it was very interesting. No one expected that it would be so simple that they would just revoke his orders as opposed to showing proof that he is obeying someone that's constitutionally eligible to give him orders.
Wow.
So now we're in July of 2009 and Lou Dobbs gets on the scene.
CNN's Lou Dobbs, who's no longer there.
Yeah, and of course he's a liberal and all that, but he basically sees the story and the popularity and the evidence, and he basically says, you know, I'm sure Obama was born here, but why doesn't he just show the birth certificate? Doesn't make any sense to him, as it doesn't to millions of people in this country.
Right.
So this is an interesting one, kind of long forgotten. Businessman Jason Hommel offers a $100,000 reward for any proof that Obama was born here or showing his long-form birth certificate.
Wow.
$100,000.
Wow.
And he still has his money. So
this is really interesting.
July 28th, 2009, this is good. A woman produces long-form birth certificates of her twin daughters from August 5th, 1961, at Kapi'olani Medical Center. This is one day after Obama claims he was born there. So it has the doctor's signatures. It has the official number on the birth certificate. I presume they went in order of her twin daughters. And now we have exact long-form birth certificates from the day after. Same hospital.
Wow. And that's interesting because then Obama's, we should have the number that was on his birth certificate.
Yeah.
What's the number? But they risk making up a number because somebody else might have that number, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's hard just to make up stuff.
So this brings us to August 2009, and now Joseph Farah offers a $10,000 reward to either hospital, Queens or Kapiolani, to show the long-form birth certificate.
Wow.
Even if it's a scan or microfiche or whatever, $10,000, you know, basically to your hospital to show the long-form birth certificate.
And hospitals always need money.
And, of course, Joseph Farah still has his money. So this is interesting. Again, in August 2009, it comes out that Ann Dunham, which is Barack Obama's mother, she started classes August 19th, 1961, at the University of Washington.
August
19th. This is 15 days after Obama was supposedly born in Hawaii. She's actually sitting in a desk taking classes at the University of Washington in Seattle.
Wow.
15 days later.
Wow. That's not impossible, of course.
Yeah, it's not impossible. It's just very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So this month, Globe Magazine does their first cover story on the birth certificate and eligibility in Barack Obama. And they've done two or three cover stories since then. So, like you mentioned before, this same month, Robert Gibbs, Obama's press secretary, gets another question about protesters outside of the White House. And the guy mentioned that so many of their signs talked about the birth certificate. And he wondered why Obama, trying to, you know, get rid of all these partisan lines, wouldn't do something so simple as to release his long-form birth certificate.
Yeah.
And then what did Robert Gibbs say again?
But is that when he went on and he said, there's so much evidence, and I don't understand why people would think he was born in this country, not somewhere else.
So funny.
Yeah.
So then,
it is funny.
Then this is so interesting, all these things. Obama's MySpace page says he's 52 years old, not 48. So again, we're in 2009, and if he was born in 61 in August, he would have been 48 years old. But his MySpace page said he's born in 52. Now, you don't put in your age. You put in your birthday, and it's pre-programmed to put your age.
Right.
So interestingly enough, the age is wrong. Not only that, if you go back 52 years, that's Hawaii was a territory.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's just so much that just gets piled onto this thing. It's wild, right?
Right.
Okay.
Hawaii was not a state back then.
Yeah.
All right.
So this one is wild. September.
This is quite an overview, Will. You did a good job with this, but yeah, let's.
There's just so much. It just kind of falls in our laps here. So September 2009, the official certification of nomination from the DNC.
Oh, I remember this one.
This is unreal. So we have the certification of live birth controversy. Now we have the official certification of nomination controversy. So it's been proven that two DNC certifications exist. They're both signed, dated, and notarized by the same individuals on the same day, including Nancy Pelosi, but one is missing this line. The following candidates for president and vice president of the United States are legally qualified to serve under the provisions of the United States Constitution.
So they removed that line from the form before they signed it and certified it.
Well, they signed it first with that line. Nancy Pelosi and the notary signed it with the line. Then they signed a version without the line. And guess which version was filed with every state in the country?
The one without the line.
The one without the line was filed with every state
in the
country.
So Nancy Pelosi, so she is explicitly considering the issue of her certifying personally that Obama is eligible, that he is legally qualified. And she felt comfortable removing that from that document.
Yeah, and this has really never been explained by anyone. The DNC has basically said we are aware of the issue, but they will not comment.
Hmm.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah.
But all right, so April 2010, a video was unearthed of Michelle Obama saying, and I quote, speaking of her and her husband, we visited his home country in Kenya.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, Michelle, home country, Kenya.
So
that is funny.
This is just so bizarre. I have tried to figure out why I would ever say this or someone would say this about me. and not be referring to the place of their birth.
Right.
It's just so bizarre. Why would she say this?
Right. If we went to Italy, my wife and I went to Italy. I have ancestors from Italy. But she's never told someone, Bob and I, we went back to his home country. It's just too weird.
So then the next month, May 2010, another video was unearthed of Michelle Obama calling her husband Barack a Kenyan.
Called her own husband a Kenyan.
A Kenyan. So then we have the story of Lieutenant Colonel Lakin. And we had his attorney on the show here.
Right. He refused to be deployed, Lieutenant Colonel, because of Obama's lack of proving his eligibility. And that case is still pending, and they're going after him.
Yeah, he was charged, and I haven't really heard the details of that since. But it will be interesting, because you'd imagine if there was a trial, that documentation would have to be produced.
Well, I think, there's so many stories to follow. And I don't think that's going well for him, and I don't think the judge is permitting their discovery, but we'll have to find out.
So we have two more bullets, and these are both very, very interesting. It was found out by someone with public records and all that Obama uses a Social Security number from the state of Connecticut. Now, this just doesn't fit in anywhere. Wrong coast and...
Right, Connecticut. There's no part of his story that has him in Connecticut getting a Social Security number, and he's used a number of different Social Security numbers in college and elsewhere.
Yeah.
And there's the senior elections clerk from Honolulu who's gone public and said, look, I was working there when the story broke. Me and my boss, we had access to all the records in Hawaii. That's what we did. And there was no evidence he was born there. We contacted the hospitals, and they could provide us no evidence he was born there.
Yeah, this broke last month. His Hawaii elections clerk, Tim Adams, he oversaw the ballots in the 2008 race, and he said that it's public knowledge there. There is no birth certificate. He was told there is no birth certificate, and he's ready to testify that there is no birth certificate.
That's a good one. So, Will Duffy, producer, Bob and Yurt Live, great job on that summary. And this story, to me, this is opportunistic.
Yeah.
This is not fundamental morality.
No, not at all.
No, this is people lying, Barack Obama lying to all those who voted for him, to the Democratic Party, to the public, lying that he would follow the Constitution. This is showing that he's a liar. But he's a child killer, so it's no surprise to me or my audience that he's a liar. So it's just opportunistic, I think. What do you think? Do you think it's a fundamental issue? Or?
Oh, no, not at all. It's just kind of fun, you know? I mean, just kind of fun to, you know, do things and, you know, maybe kind of get at your enemy in another way.
Yeah, because the Constitution didn't have to say you had to be born here or that you had to be a natural-born citizen. It could have, you could be born anywhere and be the head of a country. In fact, that's common throughout the centuries. But it's opportunistic. He's a liar. Thank you, Will Duffy. Appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we're out of time. Our website is kgov.com.